Welcome back, welcome back. It's been quite a hiatus. I know we've been gone for a while, but welcome. I am your one and only host, Lucky, and I am so glad to be back. Before we get too deep into things, so I just want to let you guys know this episode is semi-heart-wrenching. A lot of stuff's gone on, but we're going to use this episode to go ahead and catch up on things. You figure we've been on hiatus since, I believe it was June, and it's now November. So that's upwards of like 3 months. Not exactly what I had planned, but life decided that's what needed to happen. Be right back. All right, and welcome back. Hope y'all enjoyed that short little sponsored tidbit. Let's dig in. So, biggest of the updates is the fact that Doc lost his mom back in July. I know. That's still kind of deafening on me as well. So with that, we lost his mom 2 days before my birthday, and it absolutely killed both of us. He is very much a rock still, and he still very much is in his grieving state, but he's doing well with it. Me, I haven't really had time to grieve anything, and The gang has their bits and pieces, but you know what? It is what it is. It's life. And with that, you kind of got to just let it go. It's not like it's anything that anybody can control. Does it suck? Does it take a toll on somebody's mental health? Oh, yeah, for sure. But that doesn't mean that something bad's going to come of it. Doesn't mean that even with it taking its toll, I feel this way, so I'm going to do this or I'm going to be stupid. It's straight up just, this is how it's going to be. Moving on though, as sad as it was, yes, we lost her. And then 2 days later was my birthday. And then a week after that, I ended up having corrective foot surgery, and it has been an absolute long, torturous recovery period. I've been out of the boot for a while now, about a month and a half, but it still doesn't feel right. There's still times that I feel like I'm stepping on a saw. It feels like something is absolutely just jamming into my foot, and it sucks. It really, really sucks because I'm now regretting doing it, and I'm not sure that I want to get the other side done, but I also don't want to be lopsided. So kind of in between a rock and a hard spot. Let's see. What else happened? Okay, so school started, which was a relief because the kids actually went back in person. Thank gosh. Oh my goodness. I am so happy that they actually fucking went back to school in person because, you know what? They were absolutely driving us all nuts. I get having to do virtual, but this should have been done a whole lot different. And it shouldn't have taken an entire year to get the kids back into the classroom. I get COVID is a strange yet semi-dangerous thing. And yeah, y'all can call me out on it all you want, but it's semi-dangerous because it is, in fact, something that's been around for the longest. And it just depends on you. Depends on your immune system. It depends on whether or not you want to take care of yourself. It's all of that. And for me, it's, we already had it before COVID was a thing. So we already know the signs, the symptoms, all of that. And guess what? We're good. We have no issues. We haven't gotten sick since. And it just flat out is, hey, we need to get these kids back into school. Because as you'll see in a future episode, let me see. As a matter of fact, I believe it's this month I go diving into it. Oh, yeah. Here in about 2 episodes, I'm going to dive into the schooling, what we can do, what we should do, whether or not it's actually doing, the school's doing what they're supposed to. Because there is, oh my God, I seriously cannot believe how many issues these poor kids have. To have to live through all of this has been absolutely insane. So my hat's off to all the parents, all the kids, everybody that's had to deal with it, including myself, and has survived it so far. We'll be right back. All right, so the last 2 months have been the more anticipated, the more exciting, I suppose you could say. But we have done so much. September was kind of a crap month. We ended up not actually doing much of anything. For one of the gang, he unfortunately did not get his license yet. We still have to have drive time. And yes, I have survived drive time with this one. Believe it or not. I haven't killed him. I haven't yelled at him. Nothing. And given that, we have to renew his permit. Not a big deal, but he just won't be getting his license. IEP updates for 2 of the 3. Not bad. They're working it. All they have to do is stop failing classes and we'll be good. But the really, really exciting news for September is we bought a pug. Yes, the smooshy face. Bought a pug, named her Lily. And oh my, what was I thinking? She absolutely, I cannot believe how much energy she has, how smart she is. I'm just so happy about it. Even when she's chewing my hair to wake me up. And then last month, we had quite a bit. Been doing Christmas shopping, moved to offices at work. I mean, the whole nine. It's been just chaos after chaos. We finally made it to the fair. We went a couple weekends ago. I didn't want to do any rides. Doc was just kind of like, his grunty, growly self. But we did it. We went to the fair, survived with all of the kids, had no major issues. They behaved so well. I am so proud of them for that. But thinking back and looking back at everything, we spent way too much money. We spent upwards of $600 in the short span of a few hours. And to me, that's just insane. I have nothing really to show for that because all that mostly went to food. Because Matt, Excuse me. Doc and I, we get our fat kid on. That's like the main reason we go to the fair. But it was fun. We won some stuff. We had some stuff designed. We got to get our fat kid on. And it was an overall good night. Now, Halloween, on the other hand, was very, very chaotic, very interesting. It took little dude to get his makeup done almost an hour. Because, well, I'm a perfectionist. What can I say? It's just really funny. Because he's the most patient and best-mannered kid that I have ever dealt with when it comes to makeup. No fidgeting, no stupid stuff. It's all good. But that was kind of an uplifting smile to end the October month. Because things are not the way they should be. They're not how they should be. They're not looking in the right direction for the moment. They just are up in the air. And unfortunately, that's normal for this time of year for us because, well, Halloween to Christmas, we're all just kind of scattered and all over the place. But I'm going to close the updates with this. The sad part that came into all of this, besides losing Doc's mom, was the fact that my granddad actually ended up in the ICU out in the Philippines. And given that, we have been fundraising and trying to collect what we can. And I'm going to ask a few things of my amazing listeners because you guys rock. I take a hiatus and you guys are all over all the previous episodes. If you feel up to it, if you feel the push for it, please feel free to help us out. Donate to the GoFundMe. All of the money is going directly to his medical. Any bit will help. Anything will help. And if you want to continue listening to enjoyable content, you can also support us with cash donations and sharing the podcast itself. As it was taught to me, I believe it's read, rate, subscribe. But you ain't got to do it in that order. Just listen, enjoy yourself, and click that follow button. Click that subscribe button. Click whatever button it is that brings you to the subscriptions and work it out from there. If we start getting enough, I will start doing more personalized content and private content for those who are subscribed. So just things to look forward to. But in the end, I do have to say this. We will not have an episode the week of Thanksgiving. And we will not have an episode the week of Christmas either. New Year's, I have no problem with. We'll be getting back into it, getting ramped up for the new year. But until then, be good to yourself, be good to each other. Thank you.